Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's open the show. For such a time as this, O Lord, we come together to seek your wisdom and your ways. May we rely on your word to guide us today and every day. We thank you for all you have done in our lives, for your many, many blessings. May we always be grateful in our blessings and not envious of others. We ask for your protection over our president and our vice president and their families. Be with their administration. May all seek your wisdom and use great discernment in all matters. Make CSC Talk Radio your instrument for truth and encouragement. May we, your people, not sit back and wait, but take action in our government. But, Father, may we always be dependent on you in obedience in your laws. May we forgive others as you have so graciously forgiven each of us. We thank you, Lord, for Melody Cedarstrom. Keep her in your watch care and grant her success and pure joy in you. Be with us now as we continue the show and share opinions and news. For such a time as this, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. We welcome today our good friend and sponsor of the show, Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, after last night, we have 362 days to go yet. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. It's great to be here as always.
Well, good. I didn't text you. I'll have to text you after the show and show you what I did this weekend. I had another grandbaby, a little girl.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Surely everything's good and healthy, and parents are not getting much sleep, but all is good.
Now, how many does that make now?
That makes 15.
15 grandbabies.
15 grandbabies and 3 great-grandbabies, so... I have the odd family where I have grandchildren younger than great grandchildren. I'm okay with that. They have a lot of fun when they get together. Keeps the family close. I'll tell my age out here.
Well, congratulations. So, that's wonderful.
Thank you. I'll show you a picture after the
show. Please do.
I was going to ask you about, you know, you seem to always come on with me after we have one of these crazy elections. And, of course, things didn't go 100%, and they never do, but they're making a huge deal out of it, 100% Republican, and so they're making a big deal out of it. But I can't help but wonder when I see the way the elections go, do Americans really want socialism? Is that what they want? Do you think?
Well, I'm not so sure it's the socialism that they want. I don't think they really understand the difference. I think what they really want is the systems to be running better. I mean, they want better health care. They want, and they think that's, they're being told that that's the only way to do it, to let government do it. And, you know, so I don't know. It's certainly a weird, confusing, frightening world we live in today. And,
Great adjectives there. I love that.
But so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I listened to all the news stories this morning. Oh my gosh, you know. But you know, they don't talk about. I saw a report yesterday where President Trump is leading in all the five major states that one needs to lead in order to win the election next year. You know, he's still ahead in those states. You know, Pennsylvania, South Carolina. They don't talk about that. And but what is I think the most interesting is Virginia, though. You know, I do think that was bad.
Yeah,
you know,
to have
that finally turn all
oh,
Democrat after 26 years. It's
What have you heard anything this morning? I have not. Did they call the Kentucky governor race yet? They called it once last night, and then they took it back. Have they called it again, or are they going to have a count? Is it so close?
Well, they're probably going to have a count. The difference was like 5,000, and you know who knows, you know. I mean, I have no idea, and, you know, we can all say, well, maybe they rigged it somehow and so forth. Well, yeah. I do believe in the elections being rigged, but I also believe sometimes you have winners and sometimes you have losers, you know. Not every election is rigged, and we just don't
there
know
might be fraud
really
in every
which
election.
Ones. You know, we just don't know which ones anymore because, you know, it's the world we live. I mean, there's so much corruption. You know, in the world we live today. But they'll do the recount, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But
well, I didn't know if they had changed it this morning or not. And
I don't think so. I mean, he still hasn't conceded to the, you know, to the loss, so they'll do the recount and so forth. But they still show him as, you know, they still show the Democrat in the lead, you know, with 5,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently Matt Bevin wasn't a very popular governor anyway. And that was one reason they brought Trump in, because the guy wasn't very popular. And I got a big kick. I can't remember what it was he said when President Trump entered. He called him an irritating man. The most irritating governor we have. That's how he introduced him at that
rally.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't watch these rallies and so forth, and but I do. I think I did see that when he was introducing him to him. But in a couple of the interviews of this guy, he's not a likable guy.
No,
You know, but
they say he's the most unlikable of governors. That he was the least popular of all governors.
Yeah, but the thing is, he was leading prior to. And then he slipped and so forth. So, you don't know. I mean,
well, they said he wasn't leading. He was, you know, way behind, and now he's neck and neck. So, you know, on one side, you know, they want to say, oh, President Trump, he failed at this, therefore he's a failure. And, of course, then they don't say that this guy wasn't doing all that well in the first place anyway. But the Attorney General won. And that was a big one, and I think that was Kentucky, wasn't it? Was that Kentucky?
I didn't follow about the Attorney General that closely, but
yeah. Well, he was. It's the first time in 60 years they've had a Republican Attorney General, and I think it was Kentucky. I could be wrong. One of my listeners will let me know 877-895-5410, or I could Google it real quick. But anyway, I thought that one was good. But, they have these elections, and we try to watch them, and I don't know that I really learn anything. I'm not like these other pundits that study it and everything. I'm kind of going with what other things are. And it's hard, and you know it is, to use good discernment and understand what's really being told to us, because we're hearing so many different things, and we just have to, I don't know, just go with what we think is correct and stay with that. And what we think is correct in the Lord is what we have to stay with. And so anyway, we have the war on the border. I know you probably saw that, where that family was attacked. And when I was reading that this morning, and I had not heard any of that yesterday, that they've got hostages. They took some of them. And I didn't hear that yesterday when I was reading all the news about it. So
no, I know. I mean, it is truly heartbreaking, and I don't know, you know, coming up out of Mexico, I don't know what, you just don't know what is real and what isn't and so forth. So, but I heard that too, that there was possible connection. But I think that hostages, but I think they have that, I think they have that taken care of, though.
Well, I'm not sure. The article I wrote, I got this morning from America Greatness is, in addition to the fatalities, the occupants of the other two vehicles, including another woman and 9 children and a cousin with an infant, were kidnapped by the attackers after the first vehicle exploded. And I had not heard anything about that. I thought everyone that was on the road was killed, and then I read that this morning, so it's just an ugly world, and it's dirty. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're going to talk about jobs report and some other things that Melody can kind of help us get a little wisdom with. and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to give Melody's information before we move on. We do have a caller we're going to go to here real quick. Melody Cederstrom is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website. She has a newsletter there. It's free. You can sign up for it. It has great stuff in it. DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And the number to call when to visit her in the office and ask her any questions about gold and silver and other things that you want to talk to her about is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We're going to go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. I'm Elvie. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Tim. Just great. Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to mention real quick, and I want to get into Hunter Biden, but it's not going to be about Ukraine.
Okay.
Since we had election day over here, like my town has no mayor or city council yet, and I don't want to run for it. But in rural America, I think that's becoming a huge problem is finding people to run and hold just the mayor and city council positions. I don't know what that's going to happen down in the future, but yeah, Beth, you're right. The Kentucky Attorney General is an African-American Republican who won that the first time. But it's weird how he won that with no coattails coming from the governor's race. I don't understand that one at all. I've never seen that happen before. Where it happens here in Iowa, but our Attorney General's been at for 30 years. Whoever's running for governor really doesn't affect him. So this
well,
is brand new.
Usually
there's a newcomer in there. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think they said it had been 60 years, something like that.
Yeah. But usually if you get a brand new person in there like that, usually they have to have some coattails. I think Bevin's gone. I think there's too many votes to overcome there. Unlike Melody, I don't. There could have been a little thing, something shady going on there, but that's a lot of shadiness we've become that we want services, but we don't want to pay taxes for them. So what we do is we vote for bonding measures, you know, for schools and everything, and then say, well, we're not paying any more for taxes. But it's kind of an interesting thing. But what I find real amazing, I think the Ukrainian thing is becoming an R shiny, that you like to call them, or there's an R shiny going on. I think the real issue here, and I wonder if Melody, you know, she's into currencies and everything. Hunter Biden, on one of those trips with Joe, met with these guys called Bohai Capital. And Bohai Capital, well, in 2018, they have an unsecured bond of $1.6 billion that they've released on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange with a three-year maturity period. It's unsecured. One of these trips, Hunter met with these guys shortly after, and this has been floating around that this is sovereign wealth funds, that these guys are into this. And I think that's a huge, I think that's the one thing. It's kind of hard to search these guys because their leasing company pops up first on the search. You have to go down the end of the page or the very next page to find what they're really into. They're basically, and there's another company associated with them over here, Avalon Holdings. So I think there may be some bigger money floating around here. Let's put it this way. It's a financing deal that guys with no more experience than Hunter and John Kerry's kid have never even got in on meetings on. And I think there's probably going to be more money involved in that than there is Ukraine.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I think, from what I've been reading, the Ukraine, after Russia broke up and all this stuff, it was kind of became the centralized area for corruption. And personally, I think it was a big money laundering scheme at its best. And you also have to remember some of the other players. I believe, I could be mistaken, but I believe some of the other players that we hear associated with Ukraine, not necessarily with Hunter Biden, but you have Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of these other folks that were big players in Ukraine. And I think it's just all money laundering at its best. That's what I believe was going on. And so will we ever get the real nitty-gritty details and what really happened and who was? No, I don't think so. I don't think any of these guys are innocent. And I think there's corruption, to the highest, one of the highest levels. I think the biggest corruption is here in our own country, but we're talking about Ukraine. So, they're all bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm glad you bring up Manafort because I think there was a, that's my favorite guy, old Mitt. When Mitt was governor of Massachusetts, there was something Manafort was involved in as far as a Russian car company and some solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
That went through their economic development there in Massachusetts when Romney was governor, too. So he's been very bipartisan. There's a lot of bipartisanship in foreign investment, and for some reason that bipartisanship never cares about my five grandkids who just want to do blue-collar jobs the rest of their life and make a good living.
Well, bipartisan is needed for the amount of corruption that's going on. So, and that's what it is. It's corruption. And it's,
exactly.
They're all crooks.
I agree. Yeah. Tim, thank you.
Good. Very simple.
I think this
not us. We're not crooks.
I think this Bohai Capital thing is going to be something that's going to strike to our banking system a lot more than Ukraine does. That's why I bring it up. So.
All right.
Well, I mean, they need a scapegoat. Absolutely. So I'm not sure, you know, at the final end of things, you know, a couple of years from now, you know, what will be the, you know, the initial first domino and what everything is tied to. I mean, you know, we can all focus everywhere else and, you know, with all the possible corruptions and the currency trading and things like that. To me, again, it's just money laundering, but we can come right back to our own country, and yet who's talking about all the billions of dollars that are funneling into the repo markets at night? And you now have the Fed buying treasuries, and heavens no, we don't want to call it quantitative easing. That's a negative term anymore, but that's exactly what they're doing. But we don't want to talk about that crack that's growing. And could, well, let's focus someplace else, and maybe that'll be what brings it down. And so there's a lot of things going on, and again, I don't know what the first domino is going to be, but I think there's a lot of issues that's being ignored that shouldn't be.
And so are some of our financial institutions holding unsecured bonds like this, like I'm talking about? What about Venezuela? We know Goldman Sachs has about $1 trillion worth of Venezuelan bonds that's sitting there. They're pretty much worthless. So,
to me, the biggest scandal that ever was the LIBOR rate scandal, the fraud in that, and yet you have basically, you know, muni bonds, you have mortgages around the world that's tied to the LIBOR rate, and they were making up numbers, and everybody knew it. And that didn't bring everything down. Every one of those, to me, if you have fraud in a contract, you'd think that contract would be null and void, you know, or rewritten, you know, to somehow, some way. But no, it just, so who knows? You might think it might. To me, that's huge. I mean, that's as huge as the derivative markets. I mean, not just the LIBOR rate is a global. And they're replacing that. That's 2021. They're going to replace the LIBOR rate. So, yeah, why? Why all of a sudden are they going to replace it? You know, and they have the scandal. Well, a couple $1 billion are paid. Maybe one little guy went to jail. I'm not even sure if he did. And everything's okay. We've accepted all of this. You know, it's mind-boggling to the degree that these things are happening. Nothing seems to matter anymore.
Oh, you know, I remember when I was 20 years old, I was working at a bank at that time, local bank, and I can remember this day, the county supervisor coming over with essentially their retirement funds and stuff. There was two banks in town. They'd make a deposit in our bank and then the one down the street. They split it up evenly between the two. They didn't have any of this commingling of your funds like that. You know, your county treasurer handled your local taxes, handled your local funds, and they invested them in them locally. And you didn't have to wonder, well, is some of my tax money, and some, especially here in Iowa, I think we're about 20 cents short on the dollar on our IBRA fund. And I think that's one of the more solvent ones among the states. You don't have to wonder if it's in some unsecured bond in China.
All right. We're running out of time. We're headed into a break. Appreciate the call, Tim, and for all your enlightenment. We're CSE Talk Radio. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We do have Neil from Illinois with a question for Melody. Neil, how are you doing today?
Real good, Beth Ann. How are yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Well, I just went to a store the other day, and without even asking, I pointed to the card reader. I said, that's going to be, obsolete very soon. She said, yeah, I know. We got to get chipped. That's what they showed on TV, like I said, on October 20th on Nightly News on NBC.
I got your note.
And I said, that's chapter 13 of Revelation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're going. Yeah. And it's the World Bank that is pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think very, very close. We only got 9 chapters left,
Oh, my.
But
I'm a slow reader. Maybe that'll slow it down.
It was a long book.
Oh. Neil, did you have a question, too? Or?
Yeah, I was wondering what Melanie thought of that system and Libra, what Mark Zuckerberg's trying to push.
Okay.
Well, they're all, what I believe it is, they're all testing systems. They're desensitizing the people. And that's what it's all about. Up to what you mentioned, what you talked about, what you brought to the program. And I think that's what it is. I shared my story. I went to a gas station to get some gas. This was a couple months ago. And I noticed that where you put your credit card, you usually slide it in, but on the wall, there was another scanner, but it didn't say, I mean, it said scanner or something, but you didn't know exactly what was there to scan. And somebody had wrote on there, this is your
hand swipe.
This is your chip scan, you know, your hand scan. And I do believe that's what it is. And unfortunately, the youth of today, that's what it's all geared to. And, you know, the youth will embrace it. They like it. And that's what's frightening. And to some degree, we've lost our youth. They've targeted the youth. And
they've done a better job than we have at raising our kids, haven't they?
But I do believe with Facebook, with Libra, you know, today I was just reading about how China, you know, is, they're ready to release their digital currency. Countries want to control it, but these computer companies like Facebook, Google, they all work with governments. I mean, we've seen all the contracts they get from our government. So, Libra, it's probably backed by our government. He probably got a subsidy for it.
And there's a company in Fall River, Wisconsin, which is called DigiKey, which has already started making the employees take the chip.
Yeah, there's a lot of those companies. I've read about those over the years. You know, it's just like, you know, people, and what people don't understand is it's a simple, you can go back to simple as a flu shot. Well, a lot of us reject it. Some of them take it. But it's all conditioning of the people. You know, people have come to rely on getting the right information from government. You need your flu shot. You need your flu shot. People go out and get
shot. It's going to be the worst this year ever. They say that every year.
And it's the same thing with the chip. That's how it's going to work. They're desensitizing you. And the next thing you know, it's going to be good for you. Look how this benefits you. And,
that's,
you know.
Right. Okay. Neil, I'm going to let you go. We've got another caller on hold, and we need to get to them and keep going here. We've got Neil from Missouri. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. It's a little rainy here, but other than that, it's warm. It's supposed to freeze tomorrow night, though. I want to address this issue of the corruption. If people need to quit financing the corruption by paying taxes they don't owe. You know, if you get a patent on your property, you don't have to pay real estate tax. If you're not using your personal property for business purposes, you don't owe a personal property tax. Look up the statutory definition of personal property. And if you don't want to pay income tax, quit using Federal Reserve notes. Go back to using gold or silver coin or government-issued slugs. And then you don't have to pay income tax. So, you know, the people don't want the corruption, quit financing it. That's pretty simple.
All right. And don't just quit paying. You got to take some precautions there to do it right. Thank you,
you got to know what you're doing. Yeah, you got to get the patent on your property. You got to know what the statutory definition is of personal property. And then Federal Reserve notes is simple. You get your receipts for any major purchases, cars, trucks, houses, whatever, receipts paid in coin.
All right.
Cash all your checks paid in coin. Don't cash a check because they'll assume that you've got better Federal Reserve notes for it, and that's what you're using. So.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when you have people working in businesses and, you know, they get their paychecks, they don't have options. It's automatically put it. So, you know, and I think the majority, you know, the mass population, the general population, they can't. They can't do what some are very fortunate to be able to do. So, and I think that group's bigger than, you know, another group that's, and I agree with you 100%. I'm not arguing with you. And I agree. How do we stop the funding? And it's, you know, it's almost, I don't think it can be done.
Well, yeah, we've gone down this road so long, yeah. And we've trusted so openly and without question. And now all of a sudden it's on top of us, and it's getting pretty heavy. Heavy on the shoulders, heavy on the debt, and people are really suffering. And it's going to have to, they can get out of it, but it's little at a time. I mean, it's inch by inch. Thank you, Neil. We always
need that reminder.
Appreciate it. I have a quote. I like to do Founding Fathers quotes, and I found this one a couple of weeks ago. And it says, historians of the future, and he's not a Founding Father. Historians of the future will have a hard time figuring out how so many organized groups of strident, he calls them jackasses, succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. And that's kind of where we are, you know, and people just lay in silent about the things that are going on. And when somebody speaks out, they think we're radicals, you know. I'm one of those that doesn't want to get the flu shot. And I have a lot of people say, oh, Beth, you need to get that flu shot. I'm like, no, take my chances. I'm not going to do it.
You know, in all my years, Beth, I think I've had the flu twice. One when I was probably 6. And, yeah, the last one I was probably 45.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to get it.
And it's not to say I'm not going to get it, but I don't know. To me, it always concerns me when you have this, when you can get your flu shot at the grocery store, there's something wrong with that.
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I titled the show when we put a teaser out, All That Glitters Is Not Gold or Silver. And we got the jobs report, and it's good. It's a good report, you know, unemployment's going down, and they make the numbers look really good. I know there's a lot of people still hurting. And I kind of wanted to hear your opinion on that. I always value your opinion on it. And I think things are, as far as the little game we play here, they're looking better. But the long range vision is not a whole lot different. And that's what I wanted to discuss when we come back. We're going to close the phone lines because we're headed into the final break of today's show. If you're listening, this is Beth Ann with CSE Talk Radio, and I'm talking with Melody Cederstrom. She's a sponsor of the show, Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I kind of rushed when we were going into that break. I didn't have time to give Melody's website. It's dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And the number in her office is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I misspoke when I said about the jobs report. The unemployment went up a snippet. It was 3.5 and now it's 3.6, so we did lose a little ground there. 128,000 jobs, they say, have been added. We know that they fix these numbers, and it's not just in President Donald Trump's administration. This has been going on. I believe it started in Bill Clinton's administration that they decided, well, if you're unemployed, you've been unemployed long enough that you're no longer receiving unemployment or X amount of years or whatever, you automatically go off the list. So we have more people unemployed than what the jobs report ever shows. I'm just going to throw that out there right away. The stock markets this week have made more record highs, and that's why I was saying all that glitters is not gold. We keep looking at these things, and they're not negatives, but at the same time, they're not what we should be putting in our basket and taking home necessarily as far as in hope and encouragement. I'm going to kind of just let you address that, Melody.
Well, you know, I would love to see these same numbers based on true fundamentals, not from government intervention. And this is what we have today. We have government intervention propping up the system from the Federal Reserve. You have multinational corporations doing buybacks in their shares, which helps pump up the price. So if we were running on true fundamentals, these numbers would be great. I'd be happy. If we didn't have the amount of debt that we had, hey, let's celebrate. But, you know, if we didn't have, you know, the tax cuts, that's a temporary measure to stimulate the economy. The economy is stimulated. We can't grow ourselves out of our problems until we start cut spending. We're not going to cut spending. And because no one could tolerate the amount of spending, that would have to be cut. So, again, we're in this, you know, vicious cycle. And so John Williams at Shadow Stats, he says that, hey, if you use the old numbers for calculating unemployment, we'd be, you know, we'd be a heck of a lot higher. than where we are today. Much, much higher. A lot of people are holding down two jobs, wages. We haven't recovered from the wages. I mean, our wages have improved. They've gone up, but not to the degree prior to, you know, the Great Recession of 2008. So certainly, I mean, when you hit rock bottom, you, at that point in time, things did improve. They almost basically have to improve, you know, with the amount of stimulus that was placed. And then we had the world synchronization of stimulus into their economies to help, you know, the rest of the economies around the world. So we truly are connected. And hey, as long as they, you know, they're going to print money until the cows come home. And, you know, as long as they can do that and create programs to keep the system flowing, it's great. But there comes a day when the system can't hold it anymore. And I do believe that we cannot be that far away. You can't go 10 years since the Great Recession and not have any types of pullbacks or anything else, any type of corrections. I mean, it's just, eventually they run out of money, confidence is gone. And, you know, I'm going to go back to something that, you know, Neil was talking about and the prior caller about all the digital currency and, you know, the chipping and stuff. Truly, you should be converting those fiat dollars into gold. That is real money. And you Absolutely. Really are financially free if you have gold and silver. And I know most listeners live in a world, well, I can't convert all of my retirement accounts or my retirement funds into gold and silver. I'll guarantee you, you're probably a little underinsured with gold and silver in your retirement accounts. And it's hard to turn, it's hard to trade that paper when we're hitting record highs in the stock market. And that's exactly how people lose their money, because they think it's going to go forever up. And they forget the real issue of inflation takes more of those dollars to buy things, and that you're losing every single day. So, yes, gold and silver is very important. And so it's, you know, it's for all ranges. And, you know, I've heard all the negative reasons. Oh, well, it says you're going to throw your gold and silver into the streets. Well, you know, if you read the whole thing, that means gold and silver is very valuable. And I agree, you cannot buy your salvation with gold and silver. And so if anybody thinks that they can, you know, right now I'll guarantee you a lot of people think that they, you know, the billionaires of the world, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them probably think that they can. A lot of them probably really don't care. But so, yeah, gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. We can look at these numbers. We can think that they're good. This number, 128,000, my question is, what are the holiday market, holiday jobs going to reflect in the jobs report? October?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had a lot of companies who announced that this has started in November. We haven't seen any.
It says here that the economist predicted the General Motors strike would heavily impact the October jobs report, predicting that only 89,000 jobs would be added in the and the unemployment would rise to 3.6, and that's exactly, I guess, what happened. But I don't know about it doesn't mention the holidays in here as to what that'll be, the spending, what will the spending be, and what will the jobs be, because we know a lot of people get extra jobs during the holidays.
Sure, they do.
Well, we've got about a minute left here, and I'm going to let you kind of finish it up. And do you have a package now, or are you just kind of hanging on?
Well, we always have the little packages, you know, whether it be with Silver Eagles or whether it be with 90% silver. I got some really nice 90% 50-cent pieces. Unfortunately, somebody had to sell, and, you know, I mean, we can always get whatever you want. But I do have some little packages here with 90% silver 50-cent pieces. They can give us a call at 800-375-4188. We have fractional pieces, quarter ounce. And, of course, the 1 ounce, and what I've really been seeing, any changes in the buying of the markets, I've actually seen a lot larger buyer come into the market. So the sentiment is changing. People are converting those fiat dollars in a lot larger manner.
I want to add, too, that now's a good time to get somebody else started if you want to do that for your family. The holiday season is coming up, and I know I like to do that for mine. I can't give a whole lot, but I can give a little, and it piles up year to year so that they have
something. When you have 15 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren.
Well, I give the real value to the children and their wives. I did give some money to the other ones last year, but anyway, 1-800-375-4188 is Melody's number. Give her a call and get started, or just figure out what you want to do. 1-800-375-4188. Melody, I thank you so much. It's always a delight to have you on, and we are the two, and she'll be back with us in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about more stuff that's going on, and, you know, 362 days to election. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be a leap year. It's going to be a long year, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take Melody, me, and you to bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.